Congress to vote for the President of the United States. And some 93 million people have already voted in probably a lot of fake ballots and then some real ballots as well. But today, we've entitled this video, Election of God Expressed on Election Day. The Election of God Expressed on Election Day. That's the title of this video, The Election of God Expressed on Election Day. Good morning, Facebook. You know, we've heard a lot said during this time of election for the last ever how many months by both sides. Joe Biden, Kamala Harris, Mike Pence, and Donald J. Trump. God has something to say about election to his people. Jesus Christ had a lot to say about election. Jesus said, "My sheep hear my voice and they follow me, and no man can pluck them out of my hand." Jesus said, "All that the Father hath given me will come to me, and all that come to me I will in no wise cast out." John 6:37. The Apostle Paul had a lot to say about election. He said, "For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his Son. And those whom he did predestinate, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us?" So the question that we have to ask ourselves is, are we one of those who were predestinated unto adoption? Have we been elected by Jesus Christ? Election is taught by Peter. Peter says, "Elect according to the foreknowledge of God." Election by Jesus Christ. God has his elect. And they were chosen not because of any good they have done, but because of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. I want to take a minute and thank Sermon Audio. This month is our anniversary being on Sermon Audio 12 years. And Sermon Audio has been a tremendous service over the years, providing a means of sharing the gospel. We just got our monthly report, and we have over 300,000 downloads. People have downloaded our messages across the world. And I want to thank Sermon Audio for the services they provided to Weatherby House Church and Pineville Grace Fellowship. Thank you, Sermon Audio, for your service to the kingdom of God. God bless you, and may he continue to shower his blessings on your work. Election. Proclaiming election of God on Election Day. We have so many wonderful promises in the Bible. You know, and we have, as God's elect, had to go through many things. We're told in 1 Thessalonians 5:15, "For even unto hereunto were ye are called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that we should follow his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth, who when he was reviled, reviled not again, but committed himself to him that judgeth righteously. Consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds." Let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. Hebrews 12:1-2. Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and even my song. He also has become my salvation. Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ. Well, I'm thankful that we can proclaim the election of God on Election Day. Many have come against the great doctrine of election, but many down through the years have proclaimed it, including Jesus Christ himself and all of the apostles. Well, Charles Spurgeon claimed it. John Calvin claimed it. Tyndale, John Knox, many of the old Baptists proclaimed it, and Larry Phillips is proclaiming it today because it's taught in Scripture. He has chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. We are told that he works all things after the counsel of his own will. We are told that he has given us all things in Christ. And so we have consolation in knowing that it's not of our works, lest any man should boast. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, that we should walk in them. Many times we fail and falter our Lord, but he's never failed us. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's immutable. He is infinite. He is worthy to receive glory and honor and power and wisdom and might. He's the one who's able to open the seals. He's the one who's the Lamb of God. He came to save his people from their sins, and he did it. What magnificent grace he has displayed to his elect. We are proclaiming God's election on Election Day. What a wonderful thought. Christ would show a group of people mercy. Looking back in history, we see events unfold, and the greatest story in history is the greatest story ever told. It's not just a novel. No, this story is true, how God sent his Son to die to redeem his chosen few. Praise and thanksgiving we give to the Son, who in the courts of heaven with the three in one made provision for this sinner. Through his blood, the work is done. The plan was determined between the three, and this great story in history would be a certainty. God would redeem his people, a ransom he would pay. God would be slain in history on Calvary on that day. You see, Scripture tells us that he was slain in eternity before the world began. It was predetermined, yes, it was his master plan. God distinctly tells us in his word that if we have chosen Christ, we were already one of his herd. My sheep hear my voice, and they do follow me. You see, he has selected us from eternity. My sheep hear my voice, and they do follow me. God made the decision for his sheep's destiny. What a comfort this truth brings to our soul to know that our Father our future controls. He has put all things under his feet, including also the tares and the wheat. May we ever be reminded of this fact, the shed blood of Jesus is a solid contract. The contract is between the Father and the Son. The work of atonement is already done. Let's give the credit to whom it is due. Our eternal salvation is from him, not me or you. Well, I'm thankful for the election of God on this election day. I'm thankful that we can trust in the Almighty, Sovereign, Omnipotent, Omniscient, Omnipresent, King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm glad that underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. The answer is to listen to the rock. He always cares for his precious flock. His name is Jesus Christ, the living Son of God. The only answer is in this veil of tears we trod. When we think of God's love and what he did for me by dying on the cross unconditionally, I'm sometimes overwhelmed in my mind and my soul why this precious Savior would even care to give himself on Calvary for my life to spare. How can I thank you, Lord, for being oh so kind to realize that before creation you had this worm in mind? To come and shed your blood and endure such scorn and pain should cause me to give you praise in an eternal refrain. Well, I hope today this finds you on this election day proclaiming the election of God for his people. And to know that he has all power in his hands. And that the wonder of grace is something that we proclaim each and every day of our lives if we're one of God's elect. How could we describe the wonder of grace? How could God, who loved us so much, send his dear Son to die for a wretch so unworthy and undone? How could God give such a precious gift to a sinner like me? It's the wonder of grace, that's all it can be. I deserved hell in my wretched state, full of sin and dead and full of hate. Against the one who died for me, how could this wonder of grace ever be? The wonder of grace speaks to our soul, knowing God's dear Son paid and controls our destiny. And yes, we gaze on his face and continue to thank him for the wonder of grace. Thank you, Lord, for showing us mercy, and thank you for predestinating us to unto adoption and shedding your precious blood on the cruel and rugged cross of Calvary. And today we wholeheartedly embrace the election of God on this election day. God bless.